to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Thank you.
And we have a quorum. And we have Dixie, Shelley, and Cheryl from staff. And we have Jackie Naljewski was our new city council liaison.
Oh, okay.
Not sure why they changed, but whatever.
Better fit.
Okay, gotcha. And your name?
This is my mom, Peggy.
Oh,
Owens.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You'll be bored silly.
That's why she's got a book.
Okay.
It's better than being home with the teenagers.
And yeah, there's seven teenagers at my house right now, so.
Okay. Yeah,
anywhere is better than there.
They're absolutely having fun with their love.
I have one amendment. Man, maybe you can call it two. Well, we'll talk about the letter from Bart under the city council liaison. And we have to discuss the temporary director pay that we gave Dixie and Shelley. Now that we have a director on board, we'll have to discuss going forward what we do. So anybody else have anything that needs to be added to the agenda? We'll do that under new business. Okay. Moving on to the minutes that are in the packet. I'll take a couple minutes and look them over. Sets actually. We had a special board meeting on the 30th.
Is everyone in the back of this?
Comments or changes on the minutes. Do we have any letters to our editor? Other than Bart's little memo. Okay. Public comment. We have only your mother as public, and if she wants to comment, she can. Staff comment. Do you guys have anything you want us to know about? Just here for moral support.
Okay. Cheryl's getting married on Sunday.
She is. Congratulations. We wish you all the best.
Yes.
Moving on to our treasurer.
All right. The bills are pretty straightforward this time. Lisa pointed out that there's a couple, like, A. Simmons is Amy at the city and R. Frederickson on the First National Bank credit card.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that so they get their points to pay our Comcast and stuff. So I'm like, don't we get points? Why can't we pay that with our credit card and get the points? But
we don't.
What?
We don't.
No. Rob Frederickson paid it on his credit card to get the points.
I thought it was always automatically charged to our account.
Well, it says Rob Frederickson.
Which page is that?
No, sorry. Four?
I think
what?
On their card.
I thought Michelle set that up on her card a long time ago.
We're buying books. We fixed the handicap door, which we talked about last month, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Lloyd Warber
is the IT guy.
IT guy. So he comes in on Mondays, I guess.
Yep.
And that was not a name I remember seeing before, which doesn't necessarily mean anything. Fix the roof, you know, fun stuff. If you look at our, we have received almost all of our income on the budget report. We're at 96.8% 5 months in, so not even halfway in. So just our usual. But otherwise, everything looks, nothing looks too unusual, but.
Yeah, we'll probably get a little bit more.
It'll trickle in, but.
Yeah, and we still got the state grant that we should get eventually, hopefully. And we should get it now that they got a budget downstate.
So that's all I've got.
Any questions, comments? You have two payroll periods in there, as usual. If nothing else, can I get a motion to pay our bills?
$20,406.01, as well as our payroll for $29,483.98, for a total disbursement of $49,889.99.
Can I get a second?
A second.
Okay, we'll need a roll call vote, please.
Yes. Hedman?
Yes.
LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
And Garcia.
Yes.
Thank you. Report of the library director.
First, I want to formally thank the board and the staff for selecting me as your new director.
And you're welcome.
By the second day of being here, I felt very comfortable, and I'm impressed by the staff, the friends, and the board. The report that I did for this month is along the same lines as it's been done in the past, but in the future I will adapt it more towards my management style of reporting.
Okay.
So, but for this month, I just went the way Michelle has done in the past. I have appointments in the next few weeks with the area library directors, Plano, Sugar Grove, Oswego, Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and the Superintendent of Schools.
Also started attending the city department heads meeting. Last Monday was my first one. I did not go today because I was at the Friends meeting. I'm very impressed at how well organized the Friends are. A great group of people. I took each of the library department heads out to lunch, and I'm planning on having lunch with Michelle on Thursday. Seems to me like the hot spot in Yorkville is Panera.
It is.
When I told Michelle to take her to lunch, she said, "Oh, we have to go to Panera." I said, "Well, I've only been there 3 times. And on Wednesday, I have a meeting at 3 o'clock with Bart and Tim Evans to start the discussion about the intergovernmental agreements. I was a little surprised to see that article this in the Trib at the 4:34 this afternoon when I happened to try to get to the Yorkville Library homepage, and that popped up. But I keep Googling my name in Yorkville Library every other day to see what's going to pop up. And then please join me on Saturday for donuts with the director. And today we had a problem with the HVAC system. The service person came out last week and replaced the board on the HVAC system. And then today, I didn't know that, you know, I'm getting to know the building, so I just thought that it was part of the building until the staff said, "Yeah, something's not working." So what I did was I did write down the name of the worker that was out here last week so that I could ask for him so we didn't have to start over with the new technician. So he came out, and we're going to need what's called a liquid line solenoid valve. So what he did today was he hit it a couple of times and got it working again. But he showed me what he hit. But we will need to have it replaced, so they will send me a proposal with the cost.
Changed the board.
What?
And we argued back and forth about it being something else wrong besides the board.
Well, the board is the other valve is completely on the opposite side of the structure, so I don't think it really had anything to do with that. I think it's just loose. So what happened was it wasn't letting the coolant go through the pipe, so I hit it and got it going again. So expect a proposal next month with the costs. But so far we're okay today. But
it's
always something. I mean, it's never the day-to-day operations in the library. It's always the building problem. But I'm delighted to be here, and I've got a great staff, and just happy to be here.
Good. Thank you. So we're all good. Okay. Miss Alderman Maljewski. Can I have my paper? Sure. Is that it? Yeah. What's going on over there?
Well, I guess you're referring to the intergovernment agreement?
Yes. I mean, there are several things in here that Bart claims he's told me about. Nothing. First time I knew that there was any discussion about it, I was listening to Wispy on my radio coming home, and here's an interview at the administrative committee talking about the library intergovernmental agreement.
Well, it's brought to me, I'm the chair of that committee.
Okay.
That it's from 1997.
Yep.
All the people that were here at that time aren't, a lot of us aren't.
Carol.
I've been here a long time. I was here.
Yeah.
So it was just a chance to look at it again. It was discussed, should we take a look at it and just get it updated for everybody? No ulterior motive, just let's get it. It's an old document.
Yeah, it is. Well, they're listing out all these services.
I know, I just saw that over the weekend in my...
Yeah, that they supposedly do for the library. And if you ask staff, they don't do any of it, especially the park. employees. They mow. They don't trim, they don't prune, they don't weed, they don't mulch. They do some light interior light maintenance for us. They'll change a few light bulbs.
They
don't raise and lower the flag.
They did what?
They did mulching one time. That was last summer.
We asked them about doing it. They said, well, small amount like that, just go to Ground Effects and get your own. Okay. We do our own flag, right?
I did the flag.
They supposedly, they've got something on here that they... It's not. It's on that paper that I emailed to you. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I have it on my. Bear with me. I was
going
to get it.
I mean, the last time we appreciate them doing the seal coating. This time, last time we paid for it, $6,500 worth. I don't know where salting. Yeah. Well, snow plowing. It's a. I mean, if they don't plow the parking lot, the police aren't going anywhere.
It says that they assisted with logistics for library events during hometown days, including a 5K run and a book sale. And
they helped us last year. Actually.
They helped us last year.
That's how we got it going. They helped us a great deal before we said no go to their bonding or whatever.
Yeah.
And this year they didn't help, but last year they helped a lot. But the book sale is completely run by the friends, so they're just kind of running away with the list when they go to the book sale.
You gave the document, I've got it in mind. So you're saying they mow?
They mow.
But they don't do you're questioning the trimming, pruning, and weeding.
Yep.
The hedging, spot spraying.
Yep.
Mulching.
Yep.
Some lights.
They do some light. They
library
do.
Library sign?
They I don't know if they've ever done anything on the library sign. I don't think so.
Weeding around the library
sign. Yeah. You guys do the flag.
Yep.
And so the seal coating.
This year they did it for
us.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if that was part of the building study they had, but supposedly they want us to pay $30,000, and Bart supposedly has told me about that, and I haven't heard a peep from him about that.
Okay.
And if there was a charge for $30,000 to study this building...
Oh, for the study.
Yeah.
Okay.
They got ripped off because there's no way they could spend $30,000 looking at this building. So I don't know.
So
we don't even know what they came up with because we've never seen a report.
So the document came in front of us at administration and public works.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to attest us. It's 1,100 pages.
Okay.
So, to be honest with you, I haven't got to yours yet. So, what we decided to do is to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're first going to look at the stuff that's kind of the no-brainer stuff that, like, they have what do I want to call them? Like, shelters.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then get into the buildings.
Yeah.
So, that's all we touched upon in two meetings because...
It's
printed out.
Pages.
How much was the entire study?
I don't remember what the whole study came to. No, I'd have to go back. So I haven't honestly read your portion.
Okay.
It's 1,100 pages.
But at our meetings, unless there were some side conversations, there was the city is conducting a citywide study of buildings.
That's correct. That's what Siebert Carulla said.
Your building will be done.
Yeah.
That was it. Not your building will be done if you pay for it.
Yeah,
your building will be done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. There was never, this is the cost to have your building done.
Mm-hmm.
And any of me,
and it wasn't really presented like an option.
Aware that they would come and ask you either first.
Right. So I'm like, that's the number that I was like,
the who?
The what? The $30,000 is the who to what? I haven't missed more than one meeting in a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was never ever said.
No.
Ever.
It wasn't.
No.
And I would think the expectation.
I mean, we know what's wrong with the building.
We voted on that too. So, yeah.
The building needed to be painted. That was pretty much it. I mean, the building's only 10 years old. So it's got a metal roof, so there's no problem with the roof. Whatever's been needing to be fixed, we've always fixed it. So a $30,000 look at this building is a waste of money. So
I was not aware that it was to be broken out either.
Yeah.
I thought it was just all the city. So back to the other thing, I'm just going through, so I'm marking so I can discuss it with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the parking lot, they did seal coat this time.
Yep.
They salt it, like you said, the police, they plow it.
Yep. I mean, we're on the B list for the plowing, which is probably, you know, they got to get the streets done first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we're on the B list because we asked them one time. I think we had a blizzard, and it was the Sunday that we had the mini golf.
Yeah. Okay.
And we asked them, please, can you plow the lot so we can park people? I think it was. I mean, the mini golf was over. Everybody was gone. Then they came and plowed. So they were walking through all kinds of slush and whatnot.
It was pretty nasty.
It was pretty nasty that one year. So, like I said, we're on the B list. Which, yeah, I know. They got to do the streets first and things like that. So that's understandable. But yeah, they do plow, and the kids. The school, everybody uses this as a driveway from here to there. And the police, I almost got T-boned by a squad car at one of our meetings. I was going this way, he was coming this way, and he didn't see me. He was in a big SUV. I'm in my little yellow car.
Yeah, with me in it.
Poor girl.
Probably more like it's part of city property, so.
Yeah, it is part of city property.
They need to plow just because the police cars park over there. So, like, it's not like it only benefits us.
No, but Russ has a point. They're going to hit the streets first. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's that bad.
But charging for plowing the parking lot that's used by school, police,
and it seems a little disingenuous.
Well, I don't know that they're looking at charging or just accounting for the cost.
I don't think you should look at it they're charging you. And we did this with the school. It's just to show that this is being done and how many man hours and that.
Which I think some of them are a little
inflated. It's not like they're looking to, you know, we're not looking to get money. We're not going to say, hey, we're doing this pass. I mean, we did the same with the school. You know, they have a little different agreement where we have shared services. So I think it's just a
Well, all the city council people are welcome to use the library. I think we have shared services.
Uh-huh.
I know, we just want to get it written out differently so that it reflects a current time versus 1997.
Right. Yeah. And that's how I, you know, they came, Bart asked me, what did I think? And I said, well, honestly, when I look how old it is, it's not a bad document, is it? And you could stay with it. I think it just needs to be updated and brought in. You have a new director. You know,
Is this a mistype on there where it says they want to terminate the agreement as of April 30th, 2017, which is 6 months ago?
Where is that? No, I think it was if there's a termination, it's for next year.
This page is
the first page. It says terminated April
30th,
2017.
Yeah.
So, unless you guys have a time machine over there that you can roll time back on.
Is that it, Russ? On your
first,
email?
It should be on this part under background. First paragraph.
It's not that it's a bad. It's
maybe not.
Not any fault of
mine. Mine says 2018.
Mine says 2017.
Oh. It was not on the time.
I pulled this out of the packet, the city council packet.
So what's next on the list?
She has a list.
That's kind of the end of it. The beginning of it was your payroll and HR, financial support,
your payables, which your accounting.
Yeah.
And reading that, they list that they do. Mm-hmm. And who does it? You know, bi-week payroll, you have different payroll reports, HR for posting jobs. I heard you say when I came in, you know, how many jobs have you had?
None.
Post.
One.
Background checks, stuff like that.
We've had, we've had two background checks.
And then they go into like your financial reporting. So it's your revenue journals, library bank account reconciliations, budget report, preparation.
And the background checks and everything, we always pay for those. I mean, they go over to see Rachel and then sends her over to the police department and Rush Copley over here to take the drug test, but we always pay for it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing the city's not
I just don't understand how they say they're spending 8 hours a month doing that?
What, our payroll?
No, just the HR services. So background checks, you know, bringing on new employees and things like that. Right.
Oh, that's an inflation.
You know, I didn't take it that they're doing it 8 hours.
No, it says over here, time spent in hours per month, 8 hours.
That's a senior accounting clerk, I'm reading it as.
Yeah.
And then the description for all those, senior accounting clerk, the finance director, is what they're doing. I don't think they broke it down, the HR down is how I'm looking at it.
Oh, it's just kind of like a whole thing.
Yeah. So that accounting person is doing the payroll too. So.
Yeah, I think that's a general description of those services under this payroll slash human resources. I didn't take it as that was 8 hours.
Then why does it say time
spent? The senior accounting clerk is performing some of these duties, mm-hmm. and it for 8 hours a month for you.
I just don't feel like.
I don't. To be honest with you, I don't quite get how why he didn't put a line item straight through. I think the description is for all of those services.
I know,
so your senior accounting clerk, your finance director. I didn't take it as $8 for HR the way he's got it.
I don't think this is something that we can discuss this when it becomes relevant. At this point, it's just.
Elisa has a meeting with Bart on Wednesday, right?
At 3 o'clock with Bart. And
they're discussing this is pretty much the only thing on the agenda for tomorrow's city council meeting.
So it is relevant.
But until they're asking us to pay for that, whether they say it's 3 or 8 hours.
Like I said, that is not, my decision with Bart is that was not the intent. This was to update the existing program.
Yeah.
But to show this is what the city's helping you with. It's not even in, if you look at the old agreement, it doesn't really, it doesn't say, go into specifics as that report you did.
I'm just wondering, why? Because we're under the direction.
Okay. That's what he said.
We're just looking, it's from 1997.
Yeah. From Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson's long gone.
Yeah.
Donna Tagora has passed away. Debbie Simmons long gone. I took over clerk from her years ago.
Yeah.
You've got a new director after Michelle's been here so long. So it just needs to be done.
And this is something we did talk with them about after we hired the director to be able to revisit that. And if there's mm-hmm. certain things that they're looking for and certain things that we would possibly be looking for, I would again look at it as an opportunity if there's additional services we want from the city. That we should discuss that as a group and be ready to possibly ask for that or look to include other things. So if I think about the certain instances we ran into recently with, the 5K and the different things that they said weren't included in the shared services agreement, if there's...
We asked them for cones.
I think you did on a good point. Things have changed since 1990.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look how you've evolved. Look how the whole library has evolved. So it's a chance for you to come and say, hey, we have this, we need this, we're going to have this 5K. And it's an open discussion so we can get it down and serve you better, too.
Sure, sorry to interrupt. And I'm new to the board, but it just does seem that there's things have changed since we rejected at the moment, I guess, that intergovernmental agreement. So there was concern that the relationship had changed because we had done that.
I didn't take it that way. We did admin, we discussed it. I talked to Bart beforehand. It was more just like, let's get it updated and there's things that changed for you that we need to know about, that you need from the city. It's old.
It all changed when Bart and Tim were sitting over there and saying, don't hire a director, let Tim take over. We said no.
We need a librarian
that with master's degree and the credentials and blah blah blah.
And then the next day,
Tim is saying, if it's not in the intergovernmental agreement, we're not doing it. And he had classes or events, things scheduled in this room. He said, we're not doing them because it's not in the intergovernmental agreement. I asked him about, we needed to borrow cones. Can we borrow cones from you? No, it's not in the intergovernmental agreement. I asked Eric Deuce.
I don't like hearing that.
Yeah, I asked Eric Deuce, is there something we can borrow from you because we need to block off the driveway, we need to block off some parking. Can we borrow something from Public Works? No, it's not in the intergovernmental agreement. So they were laying the intergovernmental agreement at our feet every time. They would say, no, it's not in there, we're not doing it. I mean, we had a nice relationship for probably 4 or 5 years with Tim on a verbal. You can use the building at no charge. I'm sure he was still charging the residents the full fee for whatever he was having in here, even though there was no charge to the building. All of a sudden, that wasn't good enough. And he canceled everything. And I know it was a coincidence when you were having your reading in the park and they were mowing the grass and shooting garbage all over you. I know that was just coincidence, but...
Well, that's unprofessional, too, because you should look to see somebody's doing something at the park and they're being mowed.
Right, right.
Well, even if you wanted us to know all the services you provide, you wouldn't put down exactly how much every single hour costs. And they need to look better at wording things. This wording is very negative. So it says, the feedback from the library board was not positive, and the mix of staff and residents in the crowd was relatively hostile, so we've held off on further discussions until the arrival of the incoming library director, Lisa Topper. Ms. Topper is scheduled to join the library in 2 weeks, and city staff is optimistic that a comprehensive shared service proposal will be more positively received by a professional staff member. Who do we already have? Non-professional staff members? That line is very negative.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
There's no other way to read that than the people we currently have are not professional. Yes. I was like, I really don't like that line. It's rubbing me really wrong. So it's...
Yeah.
And I think there's a difference between those that feel strongly about something versus those acting unprofessional. And I don't feel that just because people felt differently from what was being proposed, that they were acting unprofessional. I just, you know, I think everybody's just looking for a little more spirit of cooperation. And as we enter this process, we don't want it to be contentious, and we want to find the best fit for us as a library, them as a city, and all the residents who serve. I don't know how we...
No, I'm glad for your feedback because I don't do the negative thing either. Even when I was reading this, I'm like... And as to the numbers and that's about our... That's right. I'm not making any sense. It's just how they put it on stuff.
But I think it just makes us all, that are, especially the new board members, seeing going through this process, seeing that we have had that meeting with the residents that are working with them and all. People that was here that really cared for the library, and then seeing the reaction and the response after that, that was impressive. It's just the same. We've been very cooperative.
Mm-hmm. I think the feeling is, maybe with some of the members, is that we're now going to be punished. And
no, I'm feeling.
You're feeling it.
I'm feeling it too.
Yes. And
because we want.
We're just trying to get it across, you know, why.
Yeah.
Why?
You know,
we're going to work with the
intergovernmental. The RFPs have to come from the city, and there's going to be other things, referendum and things that we're going to want to do in the future that have to come from the city because we're a city library. Mm-hmm. And it seems like we
our hands are tied.
Yeah,
a lot of things.
That's the way it works.
Are they
going to
say every time we want something?
Not in the intergovernmental agreement. Right.
Wow. I'm sorry that they were saying that because that doesn't set well with me on many levels. Not as a council person, not as a resident.
Right.
I don't like that attitude, so mm-hmm. I will voice that with
us. I'm a resident too. I mean, I use the library before I'm here all the time. And as a resident and a board member, I feel like, you know, it's just. So it's like, wow,
the city treats us, the library. Well, and like you said, I can see where you're feeling punished because all of a sudden now, you know, they presented something to you you did not feel that was a good fit. That's fine. You know, I agree. You know, if that's how you all feel, that's how it should be. But then now all of a sudden we pull it out. I understood it got pulled out in this whole conversation. Went, whoa, look at how old, but not as to throw it in your face now. Mm-hmm. So let's get those things in that intergovernmental agreement because some people can't say that to you. So I think you need to do a wish list
mm-hmm.
and say, okay, we have this run, we need this.
Yeah.
You need coverage. Well, you know, that's what you all know what you need more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And do a wish list and say, how do we address this in this agreement? Let's update it.
Yeah.
In 19 years I'm in town, look at how this has changed.
I mean, there's been public conversation about this, and we haven't been included. I mean, the administrative committee met and talked about it.
Well, and I was under the... So I'm coming in, you know,
mm-hmm.
because they were expecting somebody from the library, they thought, at that meeting.
Yeah.
So well, but I didn't know if
but they didn't know.
They didn't invite anybody.
They didn't invite us.
I know they just... Yeah,
they didn't
invite anybody. It's hard for us to show up at meetings if we don't know they're...
The only reason I knew this was there is I was looking on the agenda to see if Gary has filled... the open position,
mm-hmm.
and I happened to see this on about the intergovernmental agreement, and I went, "What's this?" So.
Well, we will be discussing it, and I, you know, I'll take back and.
Yeah, well, Lisa said she was going to be there. I'll be there
tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Well, I want to make a comment about Jackie. We really have a good representative now.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I love you guys, but I thought it would be a better fit.
Yeah.
I was going to the sanitary district now. Joe was coming here, and so I'm like, Joe, why don't you just go to the sanitary district?
We're glad you're here. Yes, thank you.
I will like to make some notes, and I'll take it back because.
Okay.
And I'm sorry they made you feel that way.
It was over there, and we weren't included. It was just. They were going to do what they were going to do.
I'm sorry, I didn't. That was part of mine. I should have reached out, and I would try to do that when it comes up to send you an email that something's coming up. I got the feeling that they had that the word was out to you because they were kind of like, oh, nobody came. So I made that bad assumption that somebody was made aware of it. And they came, so.
No, nobody was made aware.
I apologize.
Okay. Moving on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate your drive from Paducah to be here.
It was good.
It's an enjoyable
ride. I'm just having trouble sitting a little bit. That's okay. It's a long ride to car.
If you need to go, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Standing committees, I know policy we've met and we'll discuss under new business. Finance hasn't met. Personnel hasn't met. Community relations hasn't met. So we'll move on to the library or the elevator inspection companies.
I was asked to look at both of the contracts, and the company that we currently have is, I can't pronounce it.
Is that what we have now?
Yeah,
Thyssen Krupp.
Yeah.
And Suburban came in at $159. Thyssen Krupp.
Yeah.
Okay. They quoted previously that the fee was $254 a month, and because we're such a good customer, that they were reducing it to $215 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So I called them and told them that they had competition and that we wanted to stay with the company that's been servicing our elevator for all these years, but we really are tight on money and that I needed a better price. So I got them down to $175. So that'll save us $480 for the year. And for $16, I don't think it's worth changing companies since they know, you know, the elevator equipment. So my recommendation is that we stay with the current company.
And between the two companies, they were covering the same things, right?
Yeah.
And they were out here, because the first thing I noticed the first week I was here, that the elevator's jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been fixed.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that the elevator's always been a little squirrely.
Does a visit like that covered, or is it extra?
Maintenance, general maintenance. It was covered.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess we need a motion to approve Tyson Krupp's proposal if it's to add at $175 per month, right?
I have questions.
You have questions.
How long is the contract for?
They wanted a 5-year contract, and I said we prefer a 3-year.
Okay.
And they're okay with that?
$175. I think 5 years is too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there an upcharge every year, or is it going to be $175 for 3 years?
I guess my understanding is $175. For the 3 years.
Okay.
It's locked in.
Because didn't the old one say there would be an increase?
Yeah, the Suburban elevator said that there would be an increase, but it didn't say for how much.
Dyson Krupp did too. That's why they said it slowly got bigger.
It was creeping up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can check before we can sign this and see what it is.
Okay.
I think we approve it. I mean, we have to vote on whether or not we approve it if it's going to stay on the side. Or do we need to vote?
We can wait until November.
Because it's not in development,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then our current agreement is actually for parking and labor. Because I know Tyson Krupp has, like, different levels of service. Do we know which level we were currently at? But I know we had unexpected costs with them in the past. Was that?
Yeah. That was why. That's why Katie was looking at different people. Yeah, $175 a month, including tax payable quarterly in advance.
And again, this happened before I was involved. Do we know what our costs were when we got billed for things through them? In what circumstances that happened?
No. Okay. I'd have to look at
it. Well, they have in their contract in the gold, which is what we had already, that it's full coverage parts repair and replacement for normal wear. The thing is, if it's outside of what normal wear is.
Well, it says your items, not coverage.
Yeah. And the item's not covered section. And I think what we were saying is the other one has the same contract, they were just way cheaper. They do not cover cosmetic construction or ancillary components of the elevator system, including finishing repair and replacement of the cabinet closures.
So if somebody goes in and beats up the elevator,
right,
the control panel, they're not going to replace it.
That was
Suburban.
Yeah.
There's also the question is if we prepay it, then there's a discount of 2%.
Prepay for the year or prepay?
12 months.
Oh, this is IMC. Security software.
Discount 3.3%.
I only have one thing in here. One or the other. Oh, this is the one.
Yeah. Oh, here's the annual price adjustments. Based on the percentage of change in the average rate for each elevator examined.
Although if we pay 12 months in advance, they're not going to...
It's on an annual basis.
Yeah.
So one thing I'd like to see, if we do more forward with them with the annual price adjustments, is usually on contracts that have that, you can put a cap in it, so you can say not to exceed 4% or 5%. Just have them add that verbiage in there so that if there is a price adjustment.
Well, it says right here.
The cap?
The annual price adjustment.
Yes.
CPI.
It may increase.
It may increase, but there's no cap on it.
No.
So if the CPI goes up and they decide to pay all their examiners more, and I mean, theoretically, this contract doesn't have a limit on how much that could increase.
Yeah.
So I would just say annual price adjustments could happen You know, based on all this, not to exceed 5% annually, so that, because otherwise there's no limit. They could say, well, we gave everybody, you know, a
12%
raise.
CPI
has gone up by,
fuel is now $12 a gallon.
So just have a flat
5%.
Yeah.
3-5%. I don't know. Whatever.
Unless they
you could try three.
I was gonna say.
Try three and settle on five.
Okay.
What do you have to lose, right?
Unless they want to cap it at 175, then we're fine with that too.
Yeah, I would say try or say not to exceed 3%, and if they come back and say it's too low, then we could settle on five.
I'll try.
Okay, so we'll circle around with that next month. Okay, so new business, this WatchGuard security service is the security software that runs on our firewall. It's an annual thing. We can change this to 3 year or to a single year if you want. This is 3 years. We don't have to deal with it again for 3 years. After 3 years, that's total for 3 years.
Is it discounted because we're paying 3 years or
no? It's discounted because it's an academic library thing.
Sometimes they also give you a discount paying multiple
years. Well, pretty much WatchGuard sets the price. Here it is. This is what you pay. Okay. Probably in 3 years we'll need a new firewall, and they always have deals where you buy the software for 3 years and they give you the firewall. Firewall is just 3 years old. Because we bought it originally on a 3 year upgrade.
Okay. Are we excited for doing this?
Well, technically, we need to do this. We have to do this. Yeah, to keep the firewall doing what the firewall does.
Yes. I mean, we have until December, so we just need a new time for them to.
Well, we do this. They'll send in the renewal when it's time.
Yes.
So they won't bill us until it's done.
They said it's automatic.
Yeah. So we just need to approve the amount, and we can send it back to them and say, "Yep, do it." So if I could have a motion to approve the proposal for the WatchGuard renewal.
Motion to approve.
In the amount of.
$2,378.75
from the WatchGuard
software
renewal.
Second.
Second.
Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes. LaChance?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Danis?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
And Hedman?
Yes.
Motion approved. Okay, moving on to the personnel committee revisions. The personnel committee met back on the 30th. I'll give it to you. That's your job.
Yeah. So, yeah, we met on the 30th, and we went over the personnel policy and made revisions to it. It had been over a decade, I think, since the last revision.
Yeah, about 14 years.
Yeah. So we went through and revised it. So I think everybody has a copy of it in their meeting notes. And if everybody looked at it, I'm not sure. Do we need to approve it? Is that what we're doing here? Okay. Mm-hmm. So we sent it out. I sent out the copy to everyone. I think, Wemeka, you sent a revision in.
Well, I said what should be revised. Is this the revised version?
Should be.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie used yours. And she also changed one other thing at the very end of it where Kate Elder was listed as secretary.
Sorry, where?
At the very end of it. Oh, it still says Kate Elder.
That's on something else. It's not on personnel.
Oh, that's on the travel, meal, and lodging expenses for the ordinance for reimbursement. Oh.
Okay.
I just realized we forgot something else that was supposed to be brought to the board today, which was the actual holidays. Yeah, that was, it's not part of this subset, but it's something that we were supposed to get clarification on the days listed in our book versus the days listed on the library website. They're
different. No, it's in your book. The one page that has all the hours, library hours, and the hours when it was closed. The book you left here. The policy book. And it was something about an unpaid holiday for Mother's Day. It was in there, and it was. It was a little different.
It's a paid holiday. It's closed.
Yeah, well, Mother's Day was not.
It's not a paid holiday, but it's a closed Sunday.
It's a closed Sunday. Okay. Yeah.
But that wasn't in ours.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you must have made some changes to that we approved.
That you didn't get copies
But we didn't
of?
Get copies of.
Oh.
So.
When did we approve Mother's Day?
We didn't.
So now they're open, and then Mother's Day got added as a closed day, and I go, how did we decide that Mother's Day?
No, Mother's Day, we've always been closed Mother's Day, even when we were open during the school year. Okay. I mean, way back, we did.
So it's just been a day that's closed to the library, but not
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. If you could, for next meeting, if you could print that one page out, and we can put it in our policy books,
sure.
That would be fine.
And then
there's
another day.
Yeah, there was another something in there.
Is a day like we close early or something?
Good Friday,
1
p.m.
Well, one, the book says exactly what the website says, like we close early on a day before the break or something. It wasn't like a Friday. It was one of these early days. And then there was one where it says we're closed and it's supposed to be just an early leave day. Like,
this new
one and ours is different.
Oh.
Let me see,
I
should
remember.
It's Good Fridays at 1 o'clock and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving at 5.
Okay. But I think on the website it's just closed. Somewhere it says it's just closed that day, whereas the book says it's an early day. Does that make sense? Some places it's not the same as the policy.
Okay.
Maybe we should just look at both of them sides to make sure.
Yeah, which one's right? Is it the page that's in the policy book that's right? The early close?
You're
right.
Where is that? I
still look at it. We'll get that cleared up and give you updated sheets.
Thank you.
He's like, I don't want to write it in. Stop lying. Mm-hmm. This was holidays, leave. We added a lot of stuff for the director. It's supposed to be early when it's closed on the website. I just remember there was
that's
one.
Easy.
I was like, I'm confused.
It's on the website.
I will be at work on this Friday. So it could be closed for all I know.
Yeah. So basically, the changes we've made were to, you know, the work week. So we changed on the vacation. We listed it as days. Days vacation after 1 year, 5 years, and 10 years. We updated. What else was it? I think evaluation was updated. And personal days was updated. Yeah.
And then you asked already, Russ, right? And it's a city thing maybe that got us confused about how they paid out on sick and vacation. But you're not supposed
we had a policy. The city has a policy on paying out sick time. We did not. we had a policy for paying out vacation time that pretty much mirrors what the city does. Right? The city does pay out sick time?
They
at halftime or something like that.
Something. Are they accrue sick time? Or?
Yeah.
I thought we had a sentence about not paying out on it. Where is that at?
No, I think they do have a
sentence. Oh, we wrote it under resignation.
They have, even where they could be. They accrue the days, and if they don't use it, like you could give it to somebody, so there is some kind of sick time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's under sick time, under D.
It's actually under resignation.
Upon
termination of employment, they will be paid for unused vacation time, but not for sick time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also,
unused
vacation time.
Right. Up to, I think, 40 and 50 hours for staff and director.
Oh, was it supposed to be hours, or did we change it to days? Because it says days on here.
Days. I think that goes along with the city's sick day accrual policy, too.
Mm-hmm. Then can we make a motion to approve?
We can make a motion. You can make a motion. Anybody
I'd like to make a motion, to approve the
personnel policy.
Your personnel policy, the for the benefits section.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Alrighty. Moving on to the adult internet policy revision. Did you change it?
Already? The sheet that you have,
mm-hmm.
What's in red is what is currently written.
Okay.
What's in blue is what we would like to replace the red with.
See, I looked it on the computer, but of course now it's not coming out. I read it, I was like trying to figure out which word is she trying to add and which word is she trying to take out. Because they gave us a black and white copy, but I have it in my email.
So right now, they want to change, except for the express workstation. This is under item number one, use of computer workstations with internet access, except for the express workstation in the adult services department. Is limited to holders of valid Illinois Public Library cards, is the way it's written. They would like to have a change to is available to any adult age 18 or over. The internet connection is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Those adults who do not have a valid PerCat library card will be issued a guest pass. This will help facilitate people that are in the PADS program.
Visitors from other states.
Visitors, yeah.
Is there any risk?
Not really.
So before, if you had any Illinois Public Library card, you could use it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You still can.
If you don't have a Prairie one, you have to pay for a guest pass.
No, you don't pay.
You just give them a guest pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is the guest?
That's what we're requesting. That we just give them a guest pass. Before, if you read the second page. It stated internet users must have a valid card from any library in the state of Illinois or pay a $5 user fee for up to 3 hours per day. Patrons with overdue fines of $5 or more may not use the library's public computers. An express computer is available for non-card holders free of charge for a limited time period of 15 minutes per day. To replace all that with an express computer is available for those patrons who require a short amount of time on the computer. This express computer times out after 15 minutes. We could delete the $5 thing and everything because we would like to allow anyone on free.
I see that. I appreciate that.
I think the time is monitored. You don't have to do anything once the three times elapsed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And so this library service is only for like borrowing books, it's not for the internet anymore. If you have a whole hour fee,
you won't be able to use a computer. It flags it. If they're logging on
with their library card,
it's going to stop and still stop when they query again. Library card.
Or reciprocal.
But if I don't have a card and I just say, I don't have a card, and get a guest pass, then it will let me on. I get 3 hours and if I'm blocked.
On this page.
Yeah. Allergic to everything else, why not? So let's say I had $6 in library fines and it wouldn't let me on. I could just ask for a guest pass. Smile nicely at the library and say, please. And they would give me a guest pass.
We would tell you to get your fine under $5. Pay $1.01.
If I've been in before and I know you're going to block me, I'm not even going to tell you how to block your card. I'm just going to ask for a guest pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here every day. And I see people, so
we pretty much know who are people that are trying to get around stuff and take action about that.
I think it's pretty much an honor system.
Yes.
That people are going to do the right thing.
You don't want to shut people down.
I know.
And then this was specifically addressing people that come from PADS.
Yes.
That come in to use these computers to do job searches and whatnot.
Right. And that's them just sitting.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't that the way you have it written, it's $5 will block you from library services. It's in there already. Patrons may not receive library service, but now standing fines equal $5 or greater accrued in their library card when library materials are more than 2 weeks overdue. I guess I just felt like when it was written under computer service, it was clear. Like, my library card is also going to be blocked to get on the internet because of my $5 fines. Does that make sense? It wasn't that you were necessarily trying to block them, but, like, you put it in the first part, and I'm thinking that means I won't be able to borrow because I owe over $5. I may not know that means I can't use the internet either. Mm. Because there are two sections.
One is the internet and one is computer.
Well, the way it just says computer versus everything being under one category. I don't know.
I think
it didn't say I couldn't use a computer if I have over $5, but I just said I couldn't have that's like borrowing books, but it's the same. Well, it didn't say that. Just, you know, full for thought.
I don't know.
Sometimes
people are that. But it doesn't
cost. Do you think you work with middle schoolers?
I went to another library the other day when my son was in. It was in my library.
So I think it's not like it hurt us. I don't think so. We have our software that's protecting our firewalls. Do your worst. Block it. So
are we approving this?
Do you want to bring it, make those changes and bring it back to us in a final format? We can approve it, or do you want us to just...
So what do you want different?
Just take out the red stuff and put in the blue stuff?
But if you vote on that, I can approve
it. Or we can approve it as is, and you can make those changes.
With the changes.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
for your policy books.
Update the internet use policy with Dixie's proposed changes?
Yes. And the computer
use policy.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Moving on to the internet card renewal policy.
Library card.
You guys got it. I got it. I don't know how she got it. Well, off the website, whatever. From somebody, I guess they're a resident of Oswego. She was asking how often we check the cards for renewals when they expire. I think our normal policy is, a subscription card that somebody buys is good for 1 year. Then they have to buy a new one because it won't work. Residents, their cards don't expire for 3 years. So she made the comment that she could use her card for 3 years and not have to worry about it.
I read that email.
What?
Did you get that
you
email?
You didn't see the email. Yeah. I got the email. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like,
come to everybody.
You're so upset.
I have the email. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think she was trying to be like, that sounds like a good policy. Not, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I wonder if she knows somebody who's getting away with it. And she has
I guess. I'm not sure where.
That kind of maybe that's the behind it. Like,
my thinking being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My thinking behind it is your tax bill expires once a year. You have to pay your taxes once a year.
Right.
So why would the library, if you don't pay your taxes, you shouldn't have a library card because you didn't pay to use the library.
Do you still know that?
If no. You don't pay, no. That's okay, here's how it works. We have a 3-year expiration day. They come and they provide ID and they get the card for 3 years.
Yep.
If in the meantime we find out that they've moved, we have mail returned, then we bar the account. And we address it then. Otherwise, you know, if they could potentially get away with it, most people aren't that savvy about the service, and they come in and say, oh, yeah, I moved, and, you know, then you deal with it then. But I'm sure some people could abuse it. Mm-hmm. I spoke to Terry at Oswego, and she's a circulation manager there. They don't have an expiration date on their cards at all. Mm-hmm. What they do is they run a report and see who hasn't used their card in 3 years, mm-hmm. and after 3 years of no activity, then they kick them out. But they only verbally confirm, not even with ID, occasionally maybe if somebody comes in. So we're already ahead of what was happening there. I went to Hub Day, and I talked to a lot of libraries that were sitting with me at lunch and things like that, and it sounds like 3 years is pretty much the standard. I asked about that, and that's been your experience as well as everybody else's. Here's my thought about it, and I totally get what you're saying, because mm-hmm. you're right, the non-residents have to pay every year. We have probably closer to 6,000 active patrons, and that would be 6,000 renewals
every year.
Per year at the front desk. And if we're going to do that, we're going to have to really streamline our process. Because right now, we pull up their card, we go get their physical card, check everything, have them fill out a new card if it's damaged or anything like that, and then we confirm everything on their account, and I just don't think we have the manpower to do that 6,000 times a year.
It's not worth it. I didn't realize that much.
But again, I also get what you're saying, so I'm not sure what the thought
is. I would say leave it the way it is.
If they're savvy enough to use it after they've moved after a year or whatever, I'm like, have at it.
You know, some people know the rules, but most people don't. They really. It just doesn't happen that much. Occasionally, you'll get somebody who's like, oh, she's here again. I would have gotten away with it if you hadn't seen me come in.
But you guys have been there. Maybe I didn't even think of it. Somebody who's paying every year, and they've said that people aren't using it for more than that time without having to pay every year. Because
yeah.
I was just like, I'm confused. This doesn't seem like a major problem.
It was a weird email.
She's a resident of Oswego, and she's not in our system. So I don't know what
doc
she has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leave
our policy as...
Leave it as this. Okay, last item. As we all remember back when we started this process and Michelle retired, we offered Dixie and Shelley some increase in their pay to help us transition over to a new director. Now we have a new director. I warned them that, you know, they understood that this was coming. I told them that I was going to bring this up today. So they didn't get blindsided by it. But I guess it's time to stop that increase for you. We really appreciate what all you did for us.
Awesome.
And awesome.
Can I just pay him a 15% of my salary?
So I will let Rachel know it effective October, up to October 15th. So the second period in October, we'll go back to your regular pay. Okay. And we really appreciate what you did.
Thank you.
And hopefully we don't need to do it for a very long time.
Do we need a motion for that? Since we're not,
I'll make a motion that we have to stop the increase that we gave Dixie and Shelley for doing the interim director's position as effective October 15th.
Second.
We're not spending money, so I think it can be a voice vote.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Dixie and Shelley, I'm sure. Okay, any other business for the board? Then I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
8:10.